The UK government is looking into the national security implications of a deal worth $40 billion that has US-based NVIDIA purchasing British chip designer Arm Holdings. We've got the latest in a moment, but before we get into it, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this video, and click on the bell so that you get notified when we release new ones. With UK-based computer chip manufacturer Arm Holdings being sold to the American graphics chip specialist NVIDIA for $40 billion, just 4 years after Japanese conglomerate SoftBank bought the company for $8 billion less, here's Becca to explain.
Arm creates computer chip designs that others then customize to their own ends. It also develops instruction sets which define how software controls processors. Arm's technology is at the heart of most smartphones, among many other devices, including a majority of single-board computers such as the Raspberry Pi, Odroid XU4, or ROG Pro 64, which also makes it the heart of Pine 64's Pinebook Pro. Arm will also power Apple's new MacBook lineup. NVIDIA has promised to keep the business based in the UK, to hire more staff, and to retain Arm's brand. It added that the deal would create the premier computing company for the age of artificial intelligence. California-headquartered NVIDIA overtook Intel to become the world's most valuable chipmaker in July. Until now, it is specialized in high-end graphics processing units. These are commonly used by gamers to deliver more detailed visuals, as well as by professionals for tasks including scientific research, machine learning, and cryptocurrency mining. In our case, we render all our video in real time using NVIDIA's CUDA platform. NVIDIA is also one of Arm's clients, using its designs to create its lineup of Tegra central processing units.
Thank you, Becca. Now, 7 months following the original purchase announcement, Digital Minister Oliver Dowden said he has issued a so-called intervention over the sale. He says, quote, "As a next step, and to help me gather the relevant information, the UK's Independent Competition Authority will now prepare a report on the implications of the transaction, which will help inform any further decision." NVIDIA, for their part, don't believe the deal poses any national security problems. They say they have been, and will continue to work closely with the British authorities throughout the deal. From a competition standpoint, the NVIDIA deal puts a vital supplier to multiple silicon chip makers under the control of just one company. Arm is not just about smartphones and single-board computers, however. They're a major player in global semiconductor manufacturing. And according to the government, that underpins critical infrastructure in Britain, including within technology related to defense and national security matters. They added that officials from the security community had informed the decision to intervene. The Competition and Markets Authority will now assess the competition, jurisdiction, and national security impact of the deal, with a report due by the end of July 2021. At that point, Dowden will make the decision between allowing the deal to pass or pursuing a more in-depth investigation, should that be in order. Thanks for watching the Category 5 TV Newsroom. You can become part of our fleet for exclusive bonus content at patreon.com/category5. I'm Robbie Ferguson. See you next time.